Welcome to Don't Get Offended, a production of the Press Pause Network.
Ah! We're here.
I can see steam coming out of my mouth, bro. It's freezing.
It's not that cold.
I'm hot. I literally just saw it just now.
You've been working outside?
Man's on his Virgo.
I've been outside, bro.
Virgos, they exaggerate a lot, man.
Yeah. I'm a July born, brother.
Yeah, I know, man, but you're your Virgo shit right now.
Your character.
Astrology. Yeah, it's pagan, bro. We don't deal with that here, man.
Characters.
Paganism. Mr. Taurus, 2 days later.
Oh, man.
Oh, Taurus is still stubborn. Oh, I'm stubborn because I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. That's one thing I agree with. All that star signs.
You become the person.
Listen, man. Yeah. At the end of the day.
Tell yourself.
If you're a dick, you're a dick. I own it.
That's exactly. I am a prick. I'm not a prick because I'm a Cancer. You know?
No, it's only because I'm a Sagittarius. That's why I do that. That's why I'm
exactly.
doing it.
How many star signs are there?
12.
Right, so that means there's only 12 types of people.
Personality.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Rubbish.
All
that Erykah Badu nonsense.
Yeah, but they pick out it's like, say you're a stubborn person.
Attribute.
So you pick out the stubbornness in you when you're stubborn at points.
Yeah.
And say, oh, yeah, it's because of this.
Of that.
Yeah. But like you're a caring person, isn't it?
Get out a free jail card, man. It is, because then people just go, okay, you're an Aries.
Can't help it.
And you're thinking deep that, no, I'm being a prick.
and a girl will still say, oh, yeah, but we still match. Because, you know, because you're an Aries, I'm a Virgo.
Just lie about your star sign. It's I'm not an Aries.
I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, it's Virgo season. But you know, I can never really understand it because, you know, with the astrology stuff, you look in the sky and they can actually pick, the one that goes out there, that's Cancer. The one that goes out there is Gemini. They're all the same,
there's
bro.
There's an app. You can put your phone up and it'll show the drawing of the stars.
Yeah. Listen, the only one constellation I see is a three dot and one star there, one star there. They call it that the Belt of Orion. That's the only one I see. You see that all the time.
That's crazy.
Anything else?
Does anyone have to know if it's a firmament?
We see that too. Yeah.
The chemtrails were at work in Dubai, weren't they?
Yeah, they were
hard at work in Dubai.
They were. That geo cloud in engineering.
Somebody was in the office controlling them chemtrails.
Serious rain.
They were drinking some Ciroc. And they just put it up.
They had that DD juice in it.
Yeah. They put too much. I think they overdid it.
They way overdid it.
They overdid it. Because it's so dry, they try to get rain. Because it's built up, so my friend is out there. He was out there when
it was
happening.
It was raining.
Is it?
Yeah, he lives out there. You know Humza?
Oh, he lives out there?
Yeah, he lives out there.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He's been out there for about 3 years. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So he was out there and he goes, but it was bad. He sent me some video. He goes, it was bad. Like, it was so bad. But he was saying, like, they do that seeding thing.
Yeah.
I think they've been doing it over the years.
Yeah.
It's obviously gone wrong, it makes sense that they've probably overdosed it.
Yeah.
And it's just because no one knows what the long term impact of doing all that is, because it's a newish thing, right? So
allegedly,
yeah, and
chemtrails, bruv,
and because that's not normal. That was different rain.
Yeah.
And especially in a place where it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
How long ago was that now? What, 2 weeks ago?
Two, three weeks.
But they've done that fake snow. What was it? Last year?
Oh, is that when the snow turned black? Is that?
And it wasn't melting, and then all of a sudden they brought this mad rain because people are clocking on this ice is not going anywhere. And they brought this mad acid.
Where was this?
This was like about a year ago here.
Well, in this country.
Yeah. Remember there was a week, right, where it snowed on one day, and on the very same day it snowed, the snow had piled up. It was quite deep. The snow.
Were we coming back from pod that day?
Yeah. And then the ice stayed for a week, and people were like rolling snowmen weren't melting. If you rolled up a ball
and you put
fire to it, it wasn't melting. It just turned black.
And it went up all the way up to it stopped dead on the Colchester line. There was no snow where I lived. Nothing.
I remember that weekend. Yeah, I remember that weekend. That was the weekend that I went out to Ipswich, and it was nothing. Like green.
Yeah, and it just. and the moment when people started to clock and put videos out, right, that this is not real snow, it was the Sunday after
chemtrails, man.
This mad rain just came Kim. And it just wiped it all out.
Yeah, Kim, man.
Like all the snow, it was gone. Like all no ice, nothing. It was like the ice wasn't even there.
Hadou Ken.
That's it. Yeah. Real, man.
Yes.
So that's why I think they will try at some point. I think they will try to bring fake snow in the summertime and then blame it on this whole climate change.
No, was it last?
Where is it? Where did it go? Is it where does go and see Santa? Where was that? What's it called again? That place?
Winter Wonderland. As well. Winter Wonderland.
Well, yes, it's fake sand there. It's fake sand there. And it's cold as well. It's quite cold to touch as well.
Yeah, man. So something like that. If you upscale it with government funded money.
It can be done.
with our money.
basically, yeah.
Not even government funded.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy, I tell you,
waste man. Waste
man. It's like we don't know.
I see something. No, I'm saying that because I'm feeling a bit vexed because I saw some posts today. One guy talking about just the average person in this country gets out of the heavily taxed house into the heavily taxed car to go to a job, and then they get a third of the pay taken away from them.
Guess what? You know you get taxed on your pension as well.
I'm not surprised.
If you got a private pension, you get taxed on your state pension. So the way around it is don't have a private pension, then you won't get taxed on your state pension. But the state pension you can't even fucking live on, so you need a private pension. Basically, go fuck yourselves.
And you get paid on your, you get taxed on the inheritance tax as well.
Yep.
I felt that one.
If you're below a certain threshold, you get. If you above a certain threshold, you get taxed.
Yeah.
So there's no win. There's no win.
Unless you're rich.
Yeah, well, no. There's just no win, man.
I think you've got to pay something, but there's ways around it.
You know, you're paying for, you pay stamp duty for a house that you're buying, but you're buying this house, you're buying the land on the house, but you've got to pay the stamp duty for the land, which goes into the King's Fund. So you're paying that, you're paying tax out your money, your jobs. You're just taxed.
How much more funding does he need? Has he got a bank card?
Probably not. He just
has he got cash in his pockets?
Probably not.
Of him, it's not even himself yet.
He's himself on it.
Is it on the cash?
Isn't he on the cash now?
I don't think so.
I don't carry cash. I don't know. I can't tell you to.
I don't think he is. Not you. Who the king?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, not my king.
Now he put his face on it.
Last week he was handed his first note.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. But it takes a bit of time though, to
fall that. Yeah,
they don't even rate him like.
Yeah, but I saw an advert, right? An advert said
no
like,
ratings.
Get a £5 coin like of the king, and like for £70. So,
what?
Oh, one of them.
I bet that was in like, the Daily Mirror or something.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Rubbish. You'd be
surprised. What channels are you watching, bro? That's some
daytime TV, anyway. In between loose women.
Yeah, right. Those adverts are dead.
What is this?
Have you ever seen daytime TV? Though it's like
it's trash.
All the adverts, they're like, so if you want to release equity out your home and you're 70, or they've got the child that's dying, or you got the pets that need to be rehomed.
Just before one of them shows, This Morning comes on, plan your funeral.
Yeah. It's just like.
It's dark, you know.
They're just trying to kill. If you're at home and you ain't working, they're like, you need to leave now.
Yeah. It's dark.
Are you going to go?
Gift to your children. Mm. Release equity out of your home. So now I'm paying rent again? Because that's what it is, essentially.
Do you know what? I think subliminally, these adverts are creating a bit of stress and a bit of anxiety on people.
But I just think they know. I just think. It's all about money, right? So for them, it's like, right, as a company, as a brand, right, who's our market right now? People at home, okay? People at home that are probably a little bit depressed or might, you know, on the way out or elderly or have got a bit of money because they're not working or at home. So all these adverts, right, where can we get most of our money back from what we're paying these TV channels.
Mm, yeah.
Let's go daytime. Boom. Yep. Loads of money. And then you get these adverts, coins and this, and just like random stuff.
And people right. buy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People on it. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's because they're at home during the day.
Mm.
In the evening, it's probably not worth their time because they're going to get different types of people in the evening.
Yeah.
And they might have family that come back home to distract them, innit?
Yeah, so they don't want to put the money in there. Yeah. So they put it in the daytime when it's a little bit more... it's a bit more direct to the people they want. It's
crazy.
Yeah, so that, and it's all psychology. That's what they have to do. They have to look into all that, all the numbers, the stats, everything. Yeah.
Also, right, you know when you're scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, you see them life insurance ads, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, so here's the fucked up shit, right? The other day, it said life insurance will cost age 30 would be X amount, 41 would be this amount. It's a precise number. The next day was my birthday. The same ad came up again, 38 to 42. I'm like, no, you're just tracking my shit, man. Like,
they know you're watching,
yeah. Yeah, I'm like,
they know you're watching, man.
You like, John's been saying way too much.
They know you're watching.
We're on like an early on, like episode 115. He's been saying way too much. You know what? See on daytime TV, yeah. See back in the day, all those tele shopping channels like QVC. Are they still even going?
Yeah, these days? Yeah, yeah.
Are they still big?
They got a dedicated station on the Sky, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, really?
We don't look at it.
But I tell you what's big, someone that's one of the hosts.
Well, QVC.
Yeah, QVC. Yeah.
See, man.
Yeah.
I tell you what's big though. TikTok Shop.
Yeah, that's very big. I order quite a few stuff on there. Yeah.
Same with Mrs. It's easy as well.
It doesn't come next day like Amazon though. Amazon's still the leading, but that's what TikTok want to do before they get banned.
Take over.
Do you know what company is really kicking ass right now? Is it called like Temu?
Timu.
I heard some of the things that you order
cheap,
from
man,
there.
It's cheap shit.
It's like someone ordered a sofa from Timu.
Why would you order a sofa from Timu though?
You gotta sit on it, you gotta feel it.
No.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I'm tired of this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Why are you going to Timu to order a fucking sofa?
Pricks.
The thing was on the floor.
Oh, was it? Yeah, good. Good.
How much did they pay for
good,
it?
No, good. No. Yeah, you're right. £100. Is it gone again?
Oh, now. One. Yeah, oh, here we go. Yeah. Well, £100 sofa, and it's the size of what?
£100.
Well, the size of your laptop.
I mean, that alone. Who pays £100 for a sofa?
Yeah, it's been silly.
That's just dumb.
And who orders that?
Yeah. And that company make money, you know.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Dumb money.
I didn't even know about it until I saw that.
It's a good advert, isn't it? Like you think it's negative, but then people go, oh, what is the team you have? They go on the app, oh, they look quite decent. And then negative.
Ridiculous.
Negative news just brings more traffic, I guess. Yeah.
So what's the things like to buy on that? What's like?
A lot of people just buy a lot of like random stuff for the kitchen, you know, like. You know, like a potato
chopping board, yeah,
chopping peeler, some 24, some 2024, like a potato peeler, amazing, like kitchen roll holder.
To be honest, I saw a good silliness. One. I saw a good rack on TikTok Shop. It's like a double, you know, like your kitchen where you wash your dishes and you rack your plates.
Yeah,
this one's a double story one.
I saw that.
The black one.
Yeah. I saw that.
I was like, okay, I was actually gonna buy it.
I was tempted.
It was like £20. I was like, £20. So I didn't do it. I think it was a bit cheap. I would have did it because we've got a wrap. But I think this is a double decker.
Yeah.
So you save room, and it looked like you could fit quite a bit of plates and cups, and cutlery was like extended to the side.
I should have looked on Amazon Prime to see if it was there.
Yeah, it's probably cheaper.
Next day delivery as well.
No, that next day delivery is getting like a bit silly now.
What, Amazon?
In terms of it's still good. Yeah, don't get me wrong, but it's the, you know, the one where you can order the same day, but it has to be over £20, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
But,
oh,
okay. I got stumped one day because I didn't read that bit like of it had to be over £20. So I'm expecting the delivery to come on the day. And I was fuming because
it didn't.
Yeah. So I rang them up and then, they said the £20 thing. And I thought, I had to eat humble pie. And
You know, there's a good buy. There's another good buy on TikTok Shop that I was going to get. It's you know when you drive your car and things always slip out your pocket.
Yeah. Something that goes in between the
bro,
seats.
Oh, it's serious.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen them all, bro.
You know, actually, that is so annoying when you do.
Basically, it's like a padding that just fits. It will just fit in any car.
Yeah.
So it'll just fit in the grooves of any that little gap that you get.
Always dropping your phone down.
Phone always drops down here. Or keys or coins.
It
seals it. And anything that drops out, it's just right there.
John, you can even get BMW ones.
Yeah.
Volvo ones. It just fits same in. One. Renault ones.
It's basically like a cushion, but you just fit it in.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like long.
What do you mean by it, man?
I just like watching the adverts.
Me too. I can't lie. I'm not going to say,
Have they got an advert for it?
Yeah, that's why I saw it on TikTok. So basically people... earn commission.
Yeah.
So if you're a creator, you go, right, okay, I'm going to buy this product and I'm going to just film it, me using it and then put it on the bottom of my post.
Right.
And then if anyone buys it from my post, because the reach is crazy on TikTok, right? Yeah. So if anyone buys it, I get commission for every person that buys.
Right.
So that's I must have watched someone that, you know, did it for themselves. I'm like, all right. And they did a good video on it. It's like, oh, right, that's cool. And then you end up watching all the other ones and then you start seeing all the other products
that's
they're selling.
That's how it works. You just get sucked in. But
yeah. So I bought in one of the ice cube things,
Right.
But it's ice cube shape where you can put it in a bottle. So it's like, so it's long.
Okay.
Long ice cube. So any bottles you've got,
just pull it in.
Yeah, you put the ice in the bottle. So because obviously cubes are two, you can't jam it in.
Yeah.
So I bought an ice cube, long ice cubes. I was like,
right in time for summer.
Is that for your ice baths?
No, it's not. But I am using those for the ice bath now. Yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah. I'm telling you now, guys, it's lethal. Ice baths are lethal. But you feel fantastic after. I ain't gonna lie, you feel really good. I'm actually looking forward to do it tomorrow.
How many
freezing.
More? How many more?
I've under 180 days.
Jesus,
been 180. So I'm on day four is tomorrow.
How many more seconds you got?
Oh, I count it tomorrow. So you have me subscribed. So at the moment, I think yesterday I got four. So I did four extra seconds today. So I did 14. I think today it's on five already.
Yeah.
So these are per day. So I'm getting like four or five subscribers per day. But that's going to go up because it's going to accumulate. So I'm waiting until it gets to that because people say like you can get to like 400, 500 subs in a day. Because all YouTube needs to do is push a video out and it just go to loads of people.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit random. Like they push it out sometimes or they won't. But one day they might just push it out. Like, oh my gosh, it'll just like racking. More people watch it, the more likely to subscribe.
So
it's a challenge.
So you add in the second, you're going to add.
No, I'm not compounding it, no.
So it has to start again from 10 and then.
I'll always do 10 seconds.
Yeah.
If I get zero subscribers, it'll be 10 seconds.
Right. So
any added subscribers I get for the day before, I will add it.
Goes on to the 10 seconds.
Okay.
I was just thinking, man.
Yeah.
I hope Ryan's still going to be here.
I'm sitting in there for 400 seconds, man. I'll be looking at him. Bruv, did you get out? Bruv.
Oh. Yeah, no, I can't. I don't know. That'd be dramas, bro. I ordered a thermometer from Amazon. So it came today, so I'll use it tomorrow. I don't actually know how cold it is. It is freezing, I ain't gonna lie. But they say it's safe between 2 Celsius and 15. They say if you're just starting out, which I am, start at 15, and then obviously as you get
bring
used to
down.
It, bring it down. But I don't know what it is. I might have jumped in that minus thing.
Minus 20.
Because it's outside.
And
it's obviously been cold overnight.
Yeah, it's been cold.
I put ice in it as well. I put five bags of ice in it as well. So obviously, the ice has melted, but it's still really cold.
Yeah, it's
a lot of water as well. And so I don't know what it is. It could be minus. I don't know, but I'm going to test it tomorrow.
Well, you should have had a thermometer a long time,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, no, I just thought it'd be starting.
I got loads at home, man. You told me I was wrong.
So I'm actually going to like do it for before every challenge and show it to the camera so you can see. Cause, you know, that could be warm, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's freezing though, but I'm going to show the camera exactly what number it
is. No, you don't need to do that, man.
Why is that?
You don't need to do that.
You need to prove it.
But it makes the viewer like, oh shit, it is actually minus one or two. You know,
John, is that something that you would do?
Yeah. Nah, I'm done.
No, you got to try it.
I'm too old. Bro.
No. I'm telling you, it'll wake you up. I'm telling you now. I'm gonna do it every morning as well when it's cold. But
listen, man, I, I'm, I'm the type of person, when I'm in my bed, right, I put my feet out first just to feel the temperature of the house. If it's too cold, I don't come out.
Put it back in.
I'm like,
But I tell you what, after dipping in that and then getting out is bad as well. Once you get out and you put your towel, you feel good, but then you have a hot shower. Woo!
It's good, isn't
different
it?
Level.
Yeah. You're awake.
Yeah, so it's now like called contrast bathing. I don't know if you heard of contrast bathing. When you get an injury and let's say you've sprained your ankle and you start to see it swell, they say have two buckets, one warm, one cold, put it in for like a minute, take it out, put it into the hot water. So you're moving the blood vessels and helping the recovery, right? So similar to this, like, you know, obviously the ice bath, however long in there and then shower. Feels good, man, I'm telling you. And I come out of the shower like I'm ready. I'm ready for the day, man. Yeah, I'm ready for the day. The worst bit is getting in, though. That is the way. You can't do any of this like tiptoeing. You've got to just get in.
Yeah.
You know?
Long.
Yeah.
Long.
So my brother got it for my birthday. So I thought, I wasn't going to use it. I thought, you know what? Let me do it.
Bought the tub?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He bought the tub, yeah.
I'm just going to do it.
Just do it. And so it can be hot and it can be cold.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be cold. So you can actually put like boiling water in there and let it cool down and then just
get in it.
Get in there. Kick back in the winter. So I will be doing it after the challenge, by the way.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can bring myself to it.
No, it's good, especially if you do train. If you train and then you go in there, that's good as well.
Yeah,
yeah,
because it helps with the recovery.
Recovery, yeah, 100%. Yeah,
fucking hell, man, yeah. Crazy. When I saw that pop up on my YouTube, I thought, "What is he doing, man?
He's always doing the madness, isn't it?"
The kids are going to get in the action too.
One week is ice bucket thing. The next week is
so after these 180 days, I'm probably hit another challenge.
Jeez. How's the what's it called? You see when you're eating turkey leg, what's it called?
Turkey legs.
You know the one that you do on TikTok, do you? Yeah. Like a mukbang.
Oh yeah. Well, when someone said mukbang, I didn't even know what that meant.
Yeah.
I just eat food, man.
What's mukbang?
What is it?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know what it was.
When people watch you eat.
Yeah. I didn't even know what that meant. Someone said you're doing a mukbang. I said, what's that? What's a mukbang? So basically, because I like to eat for me it's normal.
Yeah.
But when people see me eat the bones and eat a marrow and bones, that's normal. But people, they're
people
astonished.
Do that, man.
They're like, what are you doing? I'm eating a marrow. What do you mean? That's what I do. And then you see people and they're, Africans do that. And I said, I don't know who does it, but I've done it from back in the day.
Africans do it.
Do it, man. Old school Jamaican.
Yeah, exactly. But people don't realize. So, like, I could be eating a bone online and I'm getting thousands of people watching me. Cause it's something, but for me, it's like, I've been doing this from like 10, even younger. I don't know. But
that's
insane.
My nan was doing it for a long time. Eating throwing on the plate, old school Jamaican way, boy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But yeah. People don't realize, obviously, just have no idea. Cause the marrow in the inside of any kind of meat is really good for you. Like crazy nutrition. Crazy.
That's what people don't understand.
Yeah, they don't.
It's just whether you get your head around it to eat it.
Yeah, some people don't like the slime or what the texture of it. But I'm telling you, it's crazy. Bone marrow is on another level.
Vegans,
you read about
are
it.
Losing their shit right now, listening to this, man.
I was getting vegans on that.
Oh my god, how dare you?
Yeah,
it's bad.
They give you some coffee.
Yeah.
What was I
said, just to come off the live then. What?
Exactly.
Just swipe away. You know, it's so easy to do that as well. TikTok make it easy. But I haven't done it for a while, so but yeah, it's normal.
That's crazy, man.
Fair enough, man.
Damn, we're 23 minutes in, man.
I'm flipping out. We do this every
time. Great, man. Let's just go straight in. My name is John Alexander. You know what this is. North London is red.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
All you Spurs fans out there, man. This is Don't Get Offended. Let's get it.
Humble servant of the Most High, Yahuwah. Chris Samuels here to pod. Let's do this.
And I'm meant to be serving in Tottenham sometime this week as well, you know.
Boy. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Red, it's
red, man.
Still red, isn't
it? Still red.
Shall I just do it anyway? Shall I just wear red?
Yep, that's it. Let him know.
Rago. Oh. Mr. Burrito King, the Taco Corner service here, man. Oh, and you know, I'm doing Mexican food, but also, it plays in Billericay. I'm starting to do Caribbean food as well.
Yeah.
So I'm doing jerk chicken, rice and peas, and Von's doing the mac and cheese as well now.
Oh,
and
wicked.
And also curry goat as well.
Oh, wicked, nice. Man.
I even done a booking at a wedding yesterday for 120 people.
Wicked.
Mm. And a lot of the people who actually got my Caribbean food the last time I was serving, Bitter Ricky, they came down expecting them. I'm like, no, I haven't got it. They were disappointed, but they're happy with the food I gave them anyway. Yeah,
fair enough, Dave, man. Repeat custom, that's what
you want. No, so Mexican and Caribbean.
Why not?
Both of them.
Got the truck ready to go.
That's it.
But yeah, so we're here to pod. We didn't pod last week, so we're going to make up for it this week. So it's Friday time right now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right, let's get into it, man. So I wanted to raise this last week. Did you see that video of that Brazilian woman bringing in a dead body to draw out money?
I saw that.
What?
I saw some old man, innit?
What? So yeah. A Brazilian woman had been arrested after she wheeled in her elderly uncle's corpse into a bank to sign for a free $3,250 dollar loan. The clerk was skeptical and raised red flags, and they realized it was a dead person in the wheelchair. It's insane. So she's wheeled him in. The video, I can't even find a video anymore, but she's wheeled him in. And then she's gone to the checking account. She's telling the check, like, yeah, this is his account, da, 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 da. And then she's trying to get him to sign. So she picks up his hand. The guy's like that. Just out.
Whoa. So the cashier didn't even ask him for consent?
Well, the cashier was talking to him, but he weren't, well, not responding.
What the hell is this, man?
Wow.
But this is what I'm saying, right? It's like, things are getting deep out there now, man. People are wheeling corpses in.
For money.
That's deep, bruv.
That's insane.
Abominations of every kind, brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We thought it was bad when people were... you remember that... some guy died in America and they had a party and they had his casket
The rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had it in a nightclub. Yeah, black rapper.
They had his casket in a nightclub. We thought that was bad.
Bruv, it wasn't a casket. He was actually like propped up like this.
It's insane.
And they were having fun.
And they were partying.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying.
Twerking, all sorts.
This is the next level now. People are trying to use people to draw out money.
And drawing dead corpses into the bank.
For how much? $3,000.
$3,250, that's all.
Best way in Mexico.
In Brazil.
In Brazil, it's probably worth, what, 10,000 for them or whatever, maybe.
Whatever it is Brazilian.
Yeah, still third world country, man. Still cheap, but damn.
It's insane.
It's wild, man.
I don't know. Wait. Her uncle.
Yeah.
Right. Her own uncle. So what? How did he die?
It'll be your own. Don't know how he died. He was already dead. So no one.
So he probably died on the day. She probably didn't even cry.
She was kind of like his carer, and he probably died on the day. And she thought, "Fuck.
Yeah.
I need this money." Or maybe he said to her, "I'm gonna give you this money." But then he died and she's like, fuck yeah, I still need this money. I've made plans. You don't know.
I'll just bring you anyway with me.
Don't know. People are they're just crazy.
It had to be the day, man, because if it was a couple of days, you know, that smell would have just smelled up the room.
Yeah. Quick. No, yeah, I reckon it was on the day.
Yeah, it had to be on the day.
Yeah, because it was.
There's no way.
That is wild.
This is not even the start. This is like the middle.
People I reckon she went about 35 minutes.
But the insensitivity if a family member's died.
Maybe she didn't like him.
Mm. Maybe she killed him. She got arrested.
Yeah, she got arrested. Yeah,
John, everyone's got a shit uncle. Arrested. Everyone's got a shit ass uncle. Maybe that was hers.
There you go. She got arrested.
Yeah, but she knows that he's got money, isn't it? He's got
Brazilian, you might be able to find a video.
So what was the actual charge that she was given? What was the actual term of the charge?
Been charged with violating a corpse and attempted theft fraud.
Ross.
So, yeah. There you have it.
Yeah, I've seen the video.
You see the video? You got the video?
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, look.
Just wheeled him in.
The corpse, you can see he's dead, man.
I don't know if they're going to show it.
No ordinary case of bank fraud. Yeah, no, you ain't seeing that. They won't show it on there.
No, not in this.
You got to find. They,
hold on.
What's it called?
Oh, it's there.
You need to go to the dark web for that.
It's blurred.
it's
blurred.
On Twitter, it weren't blurred, man.
Yeah, not really. On it.
What's the title say of the
I just put Brazilian headline? Woman. I just wrote Brazilian woman wheeled man in bank. And you'll find it.
It's insane.
That's nice. Yeah, look, there's some of them that have like censored it.
Absolutely insane.
Probably it should be on Twitter then, isn't it?
But this is what this is.
Yeah,
what
yeah, it's on Twitter.
There I've you go. Look, 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 look.
Oh no! That's
wait, is it their bloody face?
No.
Nice.
Oh, this is no,
this one their bloody face.
Oh no! No! No!
No!
Let me see that one because it blurred the face.
The guys are just looking at the video, guys.
Oh, no. Mouth wide open and all sorts, bruv. Hey.
It's on X, is it? Oh, I'm on X. Yeah, man. Let's go on X.
Bruv, he's actually dead there.
Yeah, he's dead.
No.
He's no, dead. No, man.
He's dead.
That is just.
He's dead, man.
So wrong.
And this is the thing. It's like.
People, this is going to mess up my algorithm now, isn't it?
Bruv, you know, we got to talk about algorithms. You know what, right? Can someone tell me?
That's mad. That's mad.
Twitter X is different now, man.
Wow, what's yeah, that, man? No, yeah, he ain't messing around.
No, it's different. Like, it's different.
I don't go in there, man.
I've been clicking on things and there for years. Things that are just appearing on my timeline.
Wait, so who's filming this, though?
I don't know.
That's another thing. Yeah, yeah.
Probably someone.
I think it's someone in the counter.
Right. Oh, this is on TikTok.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Got it. Yeah,
he's got it. Yeah. Now.
Oh, but bad. It's insane, man. This is what we're dealing with in this world today, man.
Because he could pass as like being like having a disability or something, couldn't he?
Yeah, that's what she tried. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But
yeah.
with the head like nah.
Yeah, with the head went back like that. I can't even look at that, that's an instant red flag still, isn't it?
That is just disgusting.
What
man.
People do for money, man?
Nah.
And only three £3,000.
That's what I'm saying. It's insane,
mate. This world,
$3,000. So it's not even like
£2,000.
It's about what.
It's about two grand, bro.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, that's dollars, yeah.
Imagine. Wow. Imagine.
Bruv, $2,000.
But he looks like...
John, do you know what $2,000 is? $2,000 is like someone's studio flat rent in London.
There you go.
A month,
yeah.
There you go.
But he looks like he had an illness or something. Like.
He's dead, bruv. That's the illness.
No. No. I know that.
What the fuck?
Bro, you got to clip this, boy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Click this.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not saying that. Like,
that's viral, right?
Stupid question.
That's a real illness. Now that's a real illness.
Stupid.
That's the worst. That's the worst illness you can get.
The fuck?
Bro, man's dead, man. Of course he looks like that.
Oh man.
No.
No, yes, no, no. Yes, no. Bro, it doesn't matter what you had before you died. Bro. You ain't gonna look good.
Exactly, bro. Yeah. Like,
you ain't gonna look good.
That was the worst one.
No, Kem, man, no, it was
no.
Kem.
No, he looks like
that was Kem. I do Kem.
No, he looks like he had like leukemia or something like before, innit?
He did look very thin.
Possibly,
though. Yeah, he did look very thin.
It just, yeah, I mean, like, when I saw the thing is. The crazy thing is, things appear on my timeline.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. Yeah. I can't do it. Yeah. Because Elon Musk don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
It's like Pandora's box.
There is no blurring on his side.
No, you see everything.
Everything, yeah.
Like, it's like the dark web.
Yeah. People are... Like, women are moving different.
100% they are.
Different out there now, man. And it's like, I clicked on one video.
Even x-rated stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was surprised. I didn't know that it was like that. And this woman just like doing, I was like,
yeah.
So are you allowed on social media? I didn't even know that. I thought it was just like an OnlyFans thing.
And they've just got loads of followers.
What's that?
Allow me.
On what?
Just Twitter. Just porn, basically.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't even know that.
No. If you go on the homepage on Twitter and you just scroll up, there'll be one or two.
There's everything there.
There'll be one.
Just a one scroll. You don't even have to search it. That's deep.
Oh, who needs Pornhub anymore?
I did that. What's it called? Where was I? I was at a party.
That's why it's called X.
A one-year-old party. Yeah. And I was at the bar, by it, and I opened up Twitter and I was scrolling up and I see like madness going on.
I think that's why it's called X.
And I have people behind me.
Yeah.
Oh, and I had to quickly scroll up. Like,
I can't go on X. That's why it's called X. No, that makes sense.
There's a reason why I had to go to X, man. Oh, X-Men. Oh, John. Sorry, just coming off topic. X-Men. I'm upset as well.
Oh, you watched it?
Yes,
you
I watched all the episodes.
It's deep.
Bruv, that shit is deep, man. Cyclops is a next level bad man.
They've made him bad.
Oh my days.
I remember I had him as a toy when I was younger.
Yeah, you'll like him now, man. He's
like muscular. He's muscular, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like a big round eyes. Yeah, I had him as a toy. Yep. One of my best toys.
Spoiler alert, I didn't know Cable was, you get me?
Oh, Scott's son.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But it makes sense because he went back in time to come back.
That's sick. Do you lot read comics and stuff?
Yeah, used to.
No, because I've got like 3 boxes.
Is it?
Bruv, they'll be worth something.
I know, I don't know where to go.
Are you mad? That'd be worth
all in plastics from the 60s.
What comics you got? What ones? If
you name it.
I'm coming around.
Superman, Batman, Superboy. Like all, old. Like
that'd be worth money.
But all in plastics.
Bruv,
because really? My stepdad, he looked after them all,
Just Google to take them somewhere, they'll be worth more money, bruv.
Yeah, I know, I just like...
What about if you're not interested in them, sell them.
What about the action figures? Loft, that's it.
What about the action figures? Are they worth money?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, if they're old looking,
if you got like a genuine...
Well, we had.
What happened?
Mrs. sold them for £20.
Oh, my.
Oh.
And I told her...
Oh, what action figures?
What one did you sell?
Like... The Hulk and...
You got to keep those.
And I said to her, why are you... Oh, no, I just need to make the space. And I was like...
those things, like, give it 20 years.
I don't know what to say.
Those ones, give it 20 years. They're making money, like, 20 years.
Yeah. I said, not for that much.
When Kylan's, like, older, you can get rid of them then. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm just not going to tell him.
Yeah.
You don't get rid of them things though. What? So were they still in that original
package? I didn't mind them going. I wanted them to go. But not for £20.
Are you mad?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because the person came and literally they ran away. Like when they bought them, they ran.
Idiots. Idiots. Guess what?
You know what? I might still have my old Thundercats sword.
They need to bring that back.
I had that.
Remember
they
the sword?
Need to bring that back.
I broke my brother's one playing golf.
Thundercats.
Why would you play golf with the sword?
In the living room.
I hope he rushed you.
No. The thing came off. So the handle came off.
Yeah.
And as the handle came off, like it flew in the air. The stick went
somewhere.
And it came in at that very moment in time. So then he picked up the stick. He went to whack it at me in my stomach. I moved. And as I moved, I saw my dad come in. So I just dropped to the floor and I went, and then I see him getting beats. And then he looked back at me and I went like that. I said, he's lying. And
man did an Eddie Guerrero, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Some Latino heat business. Hey, nah, don't. I'll be selling them for 20 quid, man. Oh, no.
But what I like about this new X-Men thing is it's not about Wolverine.
I've hardly seen him.
I like the fact that they're now moving it forward without having a story. I don't get me wrong. I love Wolverine. Mm. But...
Everything was
it was always based around him.
Yeah. Now we're venturing, we're fighting. Like Gambit's a bad man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Cyclops, the way they've done like Cyclops' new makeover.
Yeah.
Like, you know, man jumped out the plane and was like, yeah, boom, I'm coming down. Just shot down the thing and landed on his feet. Bad man.
Yeah.
Old school Cyclops would have never done that.
Yeah, old school, yeah. Rogue though. Rogue has no curves. Thinking nothing.
About Gene.
Zero.
Gene's an idiot. Yeah,
Gene's a prick.
Right, we're done with that topic, man. Right, you know what? We're gonna go to the next
That's
one.
That's a horrible topic, man.
Oh, listen,
horrible.
Man, I've got to bring it back.
I can't get the visual out of my head.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
All right, don't worry, I'm gonna bring it back down for you, man. Now I need to play a soundtrack in the background so you lot understand where I'm going with this, right? So we're gonna start this soundtrack. And I'm gonna read what I'm gonna say to you lot. Right?
Oh, gosh, this sounds good.
So hold on, here we go.
I didn't look at what happened, so please let me know.
Let's let the music drop a bit. Let's get it in so we understand where I'm going with this.
I'm actually playing piano again. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can replicate this easy.
Mm. So let's just. I want people to understand what's going on here, right? Now, some of the listeners would have read these articles and they would understand where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Right. You know what's happening now? Here we go. Come on, kick in there. Right, so Brian McKnight faces backlash after referring to his biological children as evil and products of sin. The 50-year-old R&B singer addressed a fan who supported his choice to publicly denounce his 4 eldest children. Citing concerns about the presence of pure evil amongst relatives during an Instagram post. And then he said, Brian, where's he going? Let me go to his actual, what he actually said.
It's even funny with the music in the background. It's funny.
He added, Brian McKnight said, in order to live a life that you love, you have to get rid of the evil and negativity, even if the evil and negativity is related to you.
Wow.
Now for content, I'm going to show you a picture of his family,
it's
right?
It's a tuna.
It's a banger. Yeah, I kind of closed off from what you just said.
Here we go. So that's his family. That was the one he doesn't claim. They're not his kids. She's pregnant with his new child, but the other two ain't his kids, but he recognises them as his kids and not them. Right?
Wow.
Wait, so it's all three his kids in that one?
They're all his kids there. Right?
Well, anyway. Even though the woman there?
No, that's his wife.
Right, you know,
man, try some next thing, you know. No, listen, that's his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are his two kids, yeah. Right? These are that's his new wife, and that's her stepchildren.
Yeah. Is he Chinese?
Oh. I don't know. She probably Chinese or Philippine. I don't know.
So he's saying he's claiming these.
He's claiming those as his new family.
Wow.
And he's just done away.
So what's the product? What's the product of sin? Is it what he done in the act of conceiving the children, or
basically there's been a long-standing feud between, you know, he's, you know, the usual kid saying he's not being a good dad. And he has publicly just turned around and said, fuck you, basically. Fuck them kids.
So all them albums, like, they don't experience the man behind all them
tunes.
Who
was he singing about now?
All them tracks.
Oh, what?
Because, like, that was his wife. Are you singing about that? It was a good song.
It would have dream come true, wouldn't it?
When I read this article, right, I was crying because it was like, this man, he's them kind of tunes he made.
Yeah.
And you always thought they came from a place of like
love.
Genuine love.
Yeah, this guy, man, he must be a really nice guy when you meet
yeah,
him.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, like a proper gentleman, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Plenty babies, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Unplanned ones, all sorts. Yeah, yeah.
And for him to turn around and say they're products of sin. That is like.
That is. Wow. Just imagine being his child and hearing
that. Bruv, what do you say?
Like publicly.
Flipping hell, Brian.
Like people will remember.
I'd lose my shit.
People remember more what he said rather than what they say, what their side of the story.
Yeah, because he's famous. No one cares about him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They might have even been. I don't know, man. It's a bit harsh.
Yeah. Especially publicly.
Yeah.
If you say that in person and it's private, you know. But now, like, if you're one of the, you know, the sons,
the kids,
and you know it's gone out there. On the post, was it on Instagram or something?
Yeah, he's done it on Instagram live.
So live?
Yeah. Wow. He just said there's a video of him just, products of sin, you know?
Wow.
and he done it so, like, he weren't angry.
So
like,
was singing it as well.
Like, it was calm. Just how he sings. That's how he done it.
So was he playing like a piano in the background? You're a product of sin.
He was just in his car.
Undeniable.
And he was just saying.
I don't want to be with you.
So yeah, I mean, it's insane.
Wow, man,
it's insane.
And I always rated him as well, man. You know, R&B G, but
you know what?
I'm not in my top five.
No. Something like that, right? Compared to something others have done.
And we're still allowing their catalog.
I get what you're saying.
It's not. I mean, I'm never going to cancel his catalog.
Different levels.
Like, like I said, Diddy's catalog's never getting cancelled.
I mean, it's the same. It's similar with 50 Cent and his kid, or his eldest.
Nah, but yeah.
I mean, his situation's worse.
There's another bit of his kid, exposed by son after calling his kids evil.
Yeah.
I think it's a response. Evil.
The kids have responded.
He looks old now, though, isn't he?
They have responded, man. Mm. They have.
Like, don't clap back.
I hate them. I hate them. His title, I hate them.
I hate them.
Is that what his title is?
Oh, so this is.
And there's a smile next to me. I hate them.
Says Brian McKnight says the Bible excluded biological children because they were. Oh. Good voice though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I just think like
It says Brian McKnight says the Bible excluded biological children because they were born in sin. Yeah, this is the life here.
There you go. There you go. See, look.
What? Who's going through cancer?
Decided to once again piss
all over their feelings on social media.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. He's even playing the same song you were. Just
yeah, yeah, there you go. This is it. It's just like, it's insane. Man. It is insane, man. You look at this, you just think to yourself, rah. Like, my man literally, he literally looked at his family and said, I'm going to start a new one, man. Fuck this.
I'm out.
I'm out of here.
It's not even funny, man. I tell you, it's crazy.
He
man.
Probably left everything in the yard as well.
Well, he can afford it, can't he?
Because he can start back at one, isn't it?
Flowers, man. You have to. That was nice. It was nice. That was a perfect drop.
You can start back up one.
That was a perfect drop.
Oh God, we're sick. We're sick in the visuals, man.
You know what? He actually pulled it back after that little dead man thing. Thinking that he had a disease.
Yeah, why you put the visual back?
Right, did you know what? Did I discuss with you lot about the cigarettes being banned? Did I talk about that?
No. So.
Not last week, or the week before?
Cigarettes?
No, we didn't mention about that, no.
Did I?
That was on vape? Good Morning Britain last week.
Was it vape?
No, it's cigarettes.
Cigarettes and vapes.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about it, no.
All right, well, we're going to speak about it. I think I did, but you know what?
You know what's mad? I don't, in a Musa. I think we're probably like the only two smokers here. Do you really see a lot of people smoking cigarettes anymore on the street?
Yeah.
I don't really see a lot.
It's cut down.
See, you know what? Like the whole thing of the vape situation, they had this conversation on Good Morning Britain the other day.
Yeah.
This guy was heavily like, yeah, cigarettes bad for you. Like look at the box, black teeth, black lungs, dying tomorrow. Yeah, with the vapes, when one of the, was it Susanna, I think it was? She was saying, look, what is the problem with vapes?
Yeah.
Is it as worse as cigarettes? There is still no medical 100% evidence that it is bad as. They're using it as a way to wean yourself off cigarettes.
Yeah.
But but it's the same thing, like too much of something is bad enough, obviously, yeah? Mm. But there's no concrete evidence, John, that is going to be the same level as bad as black
what
tar.
Rishi Sunak is proposing is anyone born, I think, either on or after 2010 cannot buy cigarettes, period.
How old is that?
So that's like 13,
right.
12, 11, 13.
Cannot
so
buy.
It's nearly period, all our kids.
Period. Can't so that means it. Like when you, the way, that's how he's going to phase it out. So if you're born there, it don't matter if you're 28.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Really?
Right.
Phasing it out.
It's illegal.
So how are they going to do that? How are they going
to? Well, he's trying to get it through Parliament, and that's
got to go through a few different levels.
That's actually quite good.
Now, but the thing is, this is where I have an issue with it now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not a smoker, so it don't bother me. But it's the fact that I'm being told what to do now. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
It's like you're saying you can't do that, but if I'm of age. Right, I mean, like 2010, so like the kids are 13 now, so within what, 4 years, 5 years, they'll be 18.
So it's basically going to be like a drug, an illegal drug.
Yeah.
That's basically how they
for
put
them.
It.
So, but like, we could still buy it.
So it's not like that then. So it's not like an illegal drug then.
But what will happen is,
it will end up where no one can get it eventually.
We'll phase out.
Yeah.
And then that's what will happen. And I think that's still a bit wrong.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do it, you just do it properly like an illegal drug.
Yeah, everyone should not be able to.
Yeah, it's not like phasing it out because then it's a bit different.
Yeah.
It's a different look on like cocaine or something, heroin or whatever. Yeah, so it's like someone say like, stop chocolate. I mean, everyone over 2010 can't eat chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, because it's got the same bad effect.
I'd break that rule straight away.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're a smoker, you're probably feeling a bit pissed right now because you don't want to vape. You smoke and you're an adult. I want to smoke.
Well, you're all right because You won't be in the catchment.
All right, okay, I see. So the kids growing up,
they won't know any different because they're not smoking. I mean, yeah, my kid's 30, she ain't smoking now at the minute.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't know any different.
Yeah. So it should be all right then. It shouldn't feel too much of an impact.
There could be a news report like years down the line. You know, like they're going to the last man that's smoking on the earth,
and he's gonna die.
He's like 120, and he's probably just like, ah,
waving it around.
Done. Yeah. You never know. It was probably the actual Brazilian guy, isn't it? The uncle.
But okay, you put it through Parliament, and then it gets put in as a law, right? It'll become a law.
Yeah,
it'd be a law then.
Yeah,
okay.
But you know one thing about the UK. You know how much money the UK bring in for the duty tax receipts?
How much
for that, bro? It says in 2023-24, tobacco duty tax receipts in the UK amounted approximately £8.8 billion.
Yeah, but where's that going?
There must be a reason,
bro. Because a year or 2 years before that, it was 10 million.
But where's so it? Where's that going? Where's the? That's great. Where's that money going?
You put.
But
what I'm saying to you is,
where's it going?
What I'm saying to you is that figure there. Why, if they do this, they carry on with this rule, right? And he gets it through. You're going to lose all that money eventually.
Yeah, they'll get that back. People live longer and need medication. Yeah, the money comes back somewhere.
It comes full circle. It just makes
him look good. But either way, look, listen, I think it's a good thing. I believe just the whole story of it. But like you said, you know, if it's from 2010, like then now you're opening up other things.
Yeah, but how?
Now, what about banning this one and then banning this and then banning
that? But also, how do you control that?
That's what I'm saying.
You can't control it.
There's no selling.
They can barely control weed at the minute. So you've got to control tobacco. Because all you're going to do, if a 13-year-old wants to smoke, right? You remember back in the day, they'd stand outside a corner shop and give an adult money and be like, one adult would just buy it for them. He's a fiver. Can you just buy me a pack of cigarettes? Boom. That's what will happen.
You get arrested for that now. Can't do that.
Is it?
But you know, still arrested.
Still happened.
Arrested.
Brother, if they're caught, I mean, you know, if
like. Oh, did the adult?
Yeah. If the adult is caught getting cigarettes from a shop for a kid and.
Probably get a fine, isn't it? Like a fine.
So you get arrested for a day.
Putting a cell.
Fine, isn't it? Probably like £1,000 fine or something.
On the spot, if you can't pay it. Yeah.
Being caught and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. I do get it because smoking is. I remember back in the day, there's people smoking in houses. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Houses? Remember nightclubs?
In the airplane.
You can smoke in the airplane?
Yeah.
When was this?
People were smoking offices.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
remember that.
Yeah, it's just changed.
My stepdad used to
smoke all the time, and when I was looking up, you could look at the ceilings, they were like yellow.
Ceilings yellow.
Horrible. It's yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's yellow, and then you wipe it and it comes off. It's just
To be honest, I've really fully. I mean, me and Ron, we both come off smoking completely. Really, to be honest.
Oh, like, you smoke.
Yeah, you know, like now.
Just more
social, you know, like if you have a drink or whatever.
Yeah, so
but not at home and smoking like 10
cigarettes. It's a social thing, yeah.
No, I don't do all that. I might have a vape every now and again, but it's like, I even use that to wean myself off anyway, so.
Yeah.
It's nothing like, and the thing, I don't really have an addictive personality where I have to have it every day. I can stop like that. It doesn't bother me, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, 8.8 million, I didn't know that's how much.
That's a lot of money.
Billion. That's
a lot of money.
But that'll go somewhere else, man. People start living longer. That's it.
Exactly. I mean, like the closest other product that's close to that 8.5 billion a year is the hair industry. Weaving wigs.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
That's up there.
Yeah, it has to be.
That's got to be up
there. See, look, they ain't going to get rid of that one.
They can't.
No.
I'll have a problem.
Give me my wine.
For me, the alcohol's even worse.
You can drink that on the spot and die.
Yeah. For me, alcohol is.
Yeah, you can die.
Yeah, you can die. Yeah.
Best people.
Alcohol is worse.
Do you want to know the figure?
It's double 46 easy.
46 billion.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
And that was just two. That was 2014.
Yeah, so cigarettes that's, easy.
That's, that's, that's not excluding COVID when we was inside.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
So this is what I'm saying. Like,
They won't get rid of that one. That's too much money. But that's the one that needs to go.
Yeah.
If anything.
The liver.
Yeah.
Well,
the sugar.
Can we just look? We're going a bit too far now here, guys.
I follow Islam on this one.
Don't get offended.
Force himself back in the gym.
Guys, alcohol is poison. It is. Alcohol is poison.
And also, opens your spiritual, your spirit. Like that's why it's called spirits, isn't it?
All right, listen, let me tell you something.
That's where it started, man.
John, no more wine for you, brother.
The spiritual world. I've been drinking wine, Ciroc, the lot. Ciroc, I know you got an opening now. You need another black man. I'm here.
from when anything takes over your brain like that,
yeah,
it's not good.
But if whether you let it, man.
Yeah, if you're out of control with it.
Yeah, if you drink too much.
If you have like 14 Jager bombs in one night.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Yeah, me.
On his birthday.
Yeah, I did 14 and I was good. Mind control.
But if you control it.
That was the first time I ever seen you like that. And I was right next to you. I was DJing. I didn't even think he.
But he weren't like crazy.
He wasn't crazy drunk.
Confident. Give me the mic. I'm cool.
I think the worst ones was my levels back in the day. I think that was like ridiculous.
Two shots.
Yeah. That was way too much.
Ryan.
Was he really crazy?
Yeah.
Ryan.
If we just left him. He's gonna drink more.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. You put him in a car, you drove him, right? But imagine just leaving.
No.
Just watch him.
No. I drove him.
Oh, you drove him, right. Yeah, of course you drove him.
You know what? I'll give you the Dropbox. Find the file.
You know what as well, man? I just had a really crazy thought. Imagine if we had left you in Dam, what else you would have got up to? Because that thing was ugly.
Yeah, but...
Remember,
it's the wee cake as well, though.
Yeah, it was a wee cake.
Bro, I started like.
Go on, man said. You're trying to take my girl, boo.
Oh, this is in the club, right?
It was a lemon yellow space cake. I gave to him.
I looked at him, lemon flavor. Looked at him. I went like this, tasty, right? Man. And I looked at her, and I thought, you know what? I don't even care. Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. And it was your statue as well.
Exactly.
I just don't think you've done enough.
I don't think you
was too easy, bro. Listen, just leave me like that.
He's busy laughing.
I kept an eye on you. I watched you from afar. Yeah. I just thought I'm not getting involved there, man.
Bro.
But I was watching.
I was in the corner.
She was biting my lips like really hard.
I saw it. Her mole was just like, look what I got today.
But I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to look like some, you know, I don't want to look soft. You know what I mean? But it really hurt.
Have you watched this thing on Netflix?
I remember it.
Let me find it. Have you watched this series on Netflix? I've got a couple more episodes left.
What's it called?
Reindeer.
Oh, baby reindeer.
No.
Don't say no.
Don't watch it. Don't say no.
She wants to watch it. She wants to watch it this week.
I've got two more episodes left.
Is it good?
It's different.
I stopped. I had to stop.
What?
It's a true story.
It was too much.
Really?
It's a true story.
What happened?
No, you have to watch it. It's too much. Suzanne is already started.
Yeah, she's already started.
Well, watch your one. Watch it on your own.
I think we're both proper tired and watching it.
Fall asleep halfway through.
And I'm like, what is going on?
Bro,
like,
this is true story.
How's that a true story?
It's in the paper. And the guy that's acting is him. The guy that's acting is him.
That's what Suzanne was saying. Yeah, it's him.
So it's him.
It's him acting his story out. Yeah. So this was brought to.
Is he an actor?
So he brought this to the films. What do you call it? Like the festival things.
It
was going to come out just before COVID, but COVID happened, so it came out just after. And he got like a load of awards for it, and then obviously Netflix bought it. But yeah, so he's acting it. He's acting it, so there's no lost in translation because he knows what happened.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a true story.
Do they remake it for Netflix? Or
I'm not too sure on the detail. I just quickly like skimming.
Yeah.
Google, I don't know anything about it, but I've been told about it.
I've been told to watch it because it's not written by anyone.
Yeah.
It's like this will be a decent write up because it's real.
Yeah.
It's so like
so the space is
different.
It's been done in first person by the person
by the
himself.
Guy him.
Raw. All right, yeah. Cool. I'll do it this week then.
Yeah. So yeah, he's living and he's narrating it. So he's acting and he's also doing narration on it. Yeah.
But he's got to be an actor then. Like, well, like in terms of like he,
well, maybe he's not.
We could act out our own thing.
Yeah.
It won't be hard.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say he's the best actor either. So he's just probably just acting out himself. Yeah, exactly. But no, it's like it's different and it's deep. It gets a bit deep as well. It gets a little bit like like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, just, that's be, warned, yeah, just be warned.
Don't talk about for men.
Yeah, because it's real. Yeah, exactly. Because it's real, and he's like, he's starting to get a bit messed up. As, like, you know, you got what? I don't want to give away anything.
Yeah, oh, I can't remember the last.
Watch it before the next pod.
All right.
Only half an hour episodes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
There's seven of them. I think one is 45 minutes. So it's like, there's short episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, like EastEnders style.
Can I'll watch all of them before next week.
Yeah. They're not out. Because when we're for an hour. I was like, I've got shit to do.
Yeah, I'm getting like that.
Then I saw 33 minutes. Okay, we can do two. and you start watching, I'm getting, let's get a first slipper for a third one in.
33 minutes.
32, 33.
Here we go.
32 point something.
Just Gematria Arsenal to the title.
I heard you say it. Just keep saying it.
They're going to win. They're going to win the title. I'm saying it right now.
I think Tottenham will give the us a favour.
They're going to do, Arsenal going to win the title. I'm saying it right now.
I don't think they will. You can clip this.
You're going to clip this.
I think they'll feel like a weakened team and just think, fuck it. Because they,
you can't do that.
Tottenham sitting, where are they sitting?
Because that waste man team, Man United, is behind them.
He wants top, he can get top four.
Yeah, he'll get
Tottenham.
They can still get top four. Yeah. It's not gone.
Because
Villa drew yesterday.
And they've got games in hand, Tottenham.
Yeah. Oh, have they?
Yeah.
So it does. City needs to do us a favour.
But if you're Tottenham, would you want Arsenal to win the league?
That's that conversation.
And then you have Champions League or have no Champions League and Arsenal don't.
But I mean,
if I was a Tottenham fan, I'll do the latter.
Yeah, 100%.
But they won't. They can't make that obvious anyway.
I'd rather Man United get relegated than Liverpool to win another league. Is that how deep it is? Yeah, that's how deep it is. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
100%.
See, now I'm a little bit, I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
It's going to be interesting few weeks.
It is. Next 3 weeks is football wise.
It's done in 2 weeks, isn't it?
We've got
next week.
We've got Bournemouth next.
Yeah,
smashed up Chelsea.
So next, I think week
we smashed up nearly all the top six
in a weekday. Next weekday.
Imagine we scored eight against Chelsea and Tottenham.
Easy five at Old Trafford. Easy five.
Nah, man, they'll turn up. Man,
they do like to turn up, but I still think their turning up is not enough.
No,
they do turn up.
They're random, like they turn up in moments.
Yeah, you do turn up, but it's just not enough.
But I think the way that Arsenal control the game and the possession.
They're a bit nervy today. But
only David, the second half,
David Ryan.
I think the first half was brilliant. Mm.
But before we move on, that's what Arsenal do. We look so comfortable, even against Bayern Munich, it was comfortable in the first game, and if you one mistake, done. Finish. They're all panicking.
Yeah.
Because they're young.
But he's allowed a mistake. I think the crucial thing is you got through it. That's the crucial thing.
That's where the mentality builds up.
And the camaraderie is what they say, innit? That's where it builds up.
Yeah. As long as we get them 3 points, man, that's all I care about.
Yeah, man.
That's all I care about, man.
Mad about Ryan Garcia last week, didn't you, Ryan?
What's that?
You know, like Ryan Garcia. See that one last week?
Yeah, well, he batted him, man.
He fooled the world, boy.
No, yeah, he battered him. I don't rate Hayden anyway, so I don't rate him.
I don't rate Garcia either. Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't rate both of them. No.
Right, let's get on to our next one, man. I saw this one that Colin put in the group, and I thought it was funny. Showering every day is purely performative and not necessary, experts claim.
Performative. What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
You wash, you scrub, you cleanse. All for some expert to tell you it's a waste of your time.
No, it's not.
A host of cleanliness experts have all agreed that showering daily has no real performative benefits and has no real health benefits and is simply performative. Experts say that showering has only become a daily habit after showers became installed in homes in the 1920s. It is now socially acceptable, but is not necessary.
So are people just walking around stinking?
What are they talking about, man?
You don't do it for your health, though, do you?
What are you talking about?
The smell, no?
What do you mean?
So what was the science?
Performative.
What's the science behind
there's
it?
There's no science, man. It was just...
it's just these millennial babies chatting shit.
Just a statement, though.
Hey.
I just... But this ain't the first time this has popped up. People not showering or not wanting to bath. I mean, look. If that's what people want to do, you don't need to...
Mm.
Disclose it to the world. Just don't do it, innit? Mm. Stay away from me. Well, the great thing is, I ain't dating no more, so I ain't got to deal with this shit, man. Yeah. Could you imagine dealing with a girl that showers once a week? That fish would be smelly. Billingsgate. Real.
Real lobster. Bottom of the seabed smell.
Ugh. That's all I'm saying.
It might even smell. So for me, brother, it might even smell like that Brazilian uncle.
For me, it's like, you know, all these little things that are coming up, saying, "Oh, you shouldn't shower, you should do this." For me, I'm looking at the world and I'm laughing because I'm like, I don't need to be out here.
Mm-mm.
I don't need to be dealing with these people anymore. I'm good.
But could you imagine someone who actually doesn't do that and they read that? Oh, see,
but you've got to get people that do that. That's the thing. You'll get people that'll
because experts said,
and then they're going to stop showering. It's disgusting, man.
That's nasty, man.
Come on.
I mean, for me, showering is like washing your hands, isn't it? As soon as you get in,
you
got to wash your hands.
You don't think about it. You just do it.
So what's the, I don't understand why they would say any different.
So why are they saying it's like performative?
It's performative. So basically, they said since the showers were installed, it's like, for social reasons, we have been programmed. Basically to just do it.
So what's the solution?
But there's no real thing. Well, they're just saying we don't need to shower every day.
So how many days are you meant to shower then? Well, when you feel like it.
It's disgusting.
I can't do that.
So
man,
when you can smell something.
So what happens?
So what about people that go to the gym? Well, so what they?
Yes, it's rubbish.
They just come home and I'm not meant to shower today.
Yeah, just go straight to bed.
Could you imagine that happened on a show we did years ago? You remember?
Oh yeah,
that person come home and went straight to bed.
ONS back in the day.
Oh god,
remember there was a girl that she came home.
She said she texted. She said, "I've been rushing home to listen to you guys," and then I was like, rah, because she said, now I'm in bed now listening to you guys on the radio. And I was like, rah, no shower, no bath, nothing. You just got straight into the bed. Disgusting.
Yuck. I think I still remember it.
I think I vaguely remember you saying that. You said that.
And the whole episode, she was just getting ripped on. I think it's a shout out to the 581. I think it's called something like that. I remember
so we had a text number, right?
Yeah,
we used to read the texts like
yeah,
big
you
up
read,
there.
Innit?
Yeah, hold tight the 789 and the 325 and the
yeah.
Back in the day. And I remember when we used before our shows began, I used to read like the texts before, and most of them were like, "Oh, when is ONS coming on? Like, when's ONS going to be?"
Because they would have been about so what? How old was he?
It was
2005, I think.
Had to be right about
that's 18 years 19? Ago.
Yeah. And most of these girls what?
About the same, roughly.
So they're
our age now.
So they're out there. They're out there, aren't they?
Bro, we've got a Facebook page. With people still on there?
Is it still there?
I thought you had the access to it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where I'm about to send it off to you.
Just delete it.
I bet the people got like BBLs as well, man.
Is it what's it called? Is it called ONS?
ONS Click. CLIK.
Oh, yes.
You know what, John? That's actually an interesting point. You see, we're in this BBL culture right now, where a lot of girls are getting BBLs. Now, there's been some theory saying that a lot of people actually sweat, and that the smell is even worse with people with BBLs. So what? Do they also think it's performative?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, shit.
Oh, you found it. Oh.
Oh, no.
You're like our friend, our friend.
How many people was in there?
130 friends.
What?
Oh, yeah, but no one knows the password, and no one knows. No one knows the email that was set up for it. Oh, you know the email?
Yeah, if you know the email, you can get a reset on it. Email reset.
Well, you need to know the actual email to get into it. Like the
password. Be like a cheater.
What email was it, man?
I can't remember, man.
Obviously, don't say it on air.
Obviously not.
Else someone else will try it. You can't even add as a
raw MySpace, you know.
MySpace was the one for me, boy.
Yeah. Remember, you had your top friends and.
Look, we had 3,000 something on there, look.
Shit.
Oh, my man with the pink hat.
You know, what's it called? Actually, today I was at a birthday party. For my missus's nephew.
Yeah.
And one of the parents, she was like, I didn't know that that you got a podcast. Like, I've seen the reels, like, you know, her husband watches them as well. Like, I'm like, wow. Like, oh,
yeah, you get to push them out. Yeah.
In a job. Well,
where'd you see them? On or TikTok or somewhere?
I think so. It must have been TikTok. She said that it just keeps popping up on her feed now.
Mm. Yeah, like even like one of my clients, I got him to like record a little video for you the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it?
People listen, man. Yeah, They listen.
Yeah, he was listening to the episode about when the one with the barber with the special needs kid.
Oh yeah, you was here for that one. When the barber was.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah
of course, man. Charge more, 100%.
Right, these people, they're adults now, man. I'm looking at the friends list.
Mine's not loading.
They're adults, man. Proper, proper adults, man. Like, wow. It's just like, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man.
Oh yeah, you can.
Oh my god!
I didn't think I ever heard it.
Triple F.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting old. It actually hurt my throat.
Look at that sore throat.
Oh, it's crazy, man. Listen, we're done, man. We're done. If you got anything you want to raise, topic wise, anything you want to talk about? Raise it, man. Raise it.
Let's have a look.
There were some things, man.
Oh yeah, I could have sworn there was Rooney looks Guardian. You know that one.
Oh man. They keep doing that to Rain Rooney, man.
They terrorize him, man. Build him up and then just break him down.
Oh no, have you seen that?
Yeah. The thing is, right? Look at this, I was gonna bring that up. But
some guy, I'll show you the video.
No, bring it up.
So basically,
video,
right?
It's disgusting.
Basically.
What happened?
No, let me find the thing because this guy on national TV was during a snooker match, I think. He was licking this boy's ear.
What?
In the crowd, yeah, in the
crowd. So here we go. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, self. Here you go. Yeah.
I've got a topic as well after.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Regular
being groomed,
yeah. Mm-mm. So it's you know what, right?
So what happened then?
He was in the crowd. He was just in the crowd. So it was a snooker match during an interview, and he was licking and biting his ear. Like, look,
what the hell?
And they caught it on TV. So now, obviously, South Yorkshire Police have confirmed they are reviewing the strange footage of a man who was biting on a young boy's ear on live TV. The man, relation unknown, appeared to whisper in the boy's ear and rub against his cheek alongside nibbling on his ear, which left viewers shocked. The boy seemed unfazed and then smiled and waved towards the camera when he noticed he was being filmed. I'm just tired of all these paedophile stories, man. I'm going to be real.
It's too many, man.
Like, it's like they're just being brazen now. They don't care. Like, it's just getting to a point now.
Because there's no, like, what's the, you know, what happens to paedophiles?
There you go. But equally, right, I don't want to, See now,
get put on a list, and then what else?
That's sex it. Offenders put, list.
They come
yeah.
out,
yeah.
And they're
get, back. They might go into prison for a bit, get 3 meals a day.
Someone on the common rod, someone better not say it's their dad and it's all right to do that.
There you go.
No way. Map that, that's different.
Or the maps around.
It's weird, man.
If I, yeah.
It's weird.
Have you seen? That's, you seen some of those videos where they kind of test the test a stranger to see what that stranger would do. So they'll the two actors, right? So they'll put a child as an actor and an adult as an actor, and let's say Colin's sitting on the bench. I'm an actor and there's a kid there. Colin can hear me say to his child, "Oh, I've got some sweeties. Come with me. Come with me." And then the test, the video is to see his reaction, to see what he would do. And then you see videos where the person said, "Hold on, do you know this man? Do you like yeah, you would yeah. say to me? Yeah. You would say to the child, to do you know him?" Some that's that well, the ones that is online, those are the reactions that you're getting from the strangers. If it was me, I saw that, and I was like, oh, I don't know what I would do. Because children are so innocent.
It's
not a joke.
No.
I wouldn't want to be put in that position, to be honest with you, because
yeah, some of the guys, some of the people be, switch. Some of
I,
them
yeah,
switch.
Yeah, I can be temperamental. Yeah. So I don't want that on camera.
Yeah, it's been filmed from a distance as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I don't want all that because once I find out it's not true, saying give me the footage because then it turns into different thing. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna take your phone, your camera, your trainers.
I don't think they shouldn't do that. They shouldn't do that. Like you know, like them sort of tests. Like that's
it's obviously for the views, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's wrong, man. It's wrong.
It's kind of morally a little bit wrong. Isn't it
is.
The thing is. And it comes back to Twitter. It's like that you're just seeing things like this daily now, man. And it's like I'm contemplating
it's
on
called
coming
X,
off
bro.
It.
It's called X.
It's just Twitter anymore. Strange.
I just don't.
It'll always be Twitter to me, man.
He loves it.
Have you still got that Man United account?
Yeah.
Still got it, you use it?
Yeah.
Oh, you on it?
No. I don't use it as in to post. No.
10 hours out though. Get him out, man. Get him out. You're the reason. He needs to go, but anyway. Yeah.
Not yet, man.
That took a lot of my energy, man. That took a lot of my energy.
Yeah, that's probably why that phone battery died.
It's true.
Right, Chris, man, what you want to discuss, man?
Yeah, man. OJ Simpson didn't do it, man.
Oh, we discussed OJ Simpson last week.
No, but he didn't do it.
Okay, go on. And let's hear your theory, bro.
So do you know that there's actually a documentary of a man? So he was her gardener, but he was also a serial killer, and he's actually admitted to killing Nicole. Oh, bro, and
where did you get this information?
No, bro, it's on the news.
Wait, who's gardener? What, Nicole's gardener?
I put in the group. Yeah.
No, let me go on Google.
So
man.
I put in a group on Friday the 19th of April.
Right, hold on. Let me have a look. I need to read this, bruv, because that LeBron James picture was suspect, bruv.
No. It's actually a news report well. The guy admits. Turn up the volume.
Hold on. Oh, it's connected to
me. Sure it's not AI,
his story has been made into a documentary set to air on Investigation Discovery.
I've been knowing this information for over 10 years.
Let me just go from the beginning.
Hard to believe. Go from the beginning.
Let me just see the beginning.
The world media narrative.
Let me see the beginning.
It wasn't OJ. A Hamilton man says his brother is the one who killed Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. And now his story has been made into a documentary set to air on Investigation Discovery.
I've been knowing this information for over 10 years. But every time I would tell somebody that I knew,
they just find it
hard to believe
because the media narrative
paints a different
picture.
This ain't got nothing to do with defending OJ because he just passed away or defending him because he was a black man.
All right, well, you discuss it. I'm not going to play. Can we get
No. Play.
Aaron Rodgers was in prison and was able to describe the crime scene detail by detail and talk about things that only the person who did it, or the
this
homicide
guy admitted
detectives it. That investigated the case. And that's why they believed it.
No, no. So it's a news report.
And
they made a documentary of it 10 years ago, over 10 years ago.
So why hasn't never been brought up?
Because the media don't want you to know that sort of narrative. They don't want that narrative to be pushed. So they already knew
that he was
that
he
this
was
guy
innocent.
And the guy admitted. And he described everything that happened. He said, and you can see like the visuals of how it happened, of his story of how it happened. I think he was saying that OJ paid him to go to the house for something, to steal something or something like that. But in the end, he went for her first, but not to kill her.
Just to
scare
her.
Yeah. And then the boyfriend must have came, and then he went for the boyfriend. He killed the boyfriend. And then she was on the floor, and he just slashed her throat. And he says that he done it. This is over 10 years ago.
And they don't. There's no one.
Where is he? Where is his gardener?
He's in elite. He's in jail.
For what?
He's a serial killer.
Oh, in general, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's known for killing people.
Mm. So they just wanted to pin it on OJ.
On OJ.
Yeah.
But
I've always said I don't think the man was smart enough to kill her. I think he had something to do with it, but I don't think he's
the one. Yeah, yeah. He had something to do with it. Yeah,
well, the guy's saying that he paid him to do it. So obviously he's got something to do with it. An accomplice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. Oh, so the gardener guy said OJ paid him to yeah. So I think that could be true. That's believable. Yeah. That is believable. Yeah, because if he knows he's already a killer, and he knows what he's doing and all that kind of stuff. OJ's got money. But either way, he's still That's still an accomplished, like you said. Yeah,
and not even just that. Nicole Kidman, her boyfriend, is very. He was very associated with gangs.
Oh, okay.
So there was a bigger story in that, and she was into drugs, innit? So
It's Hollywood though, they're all into it, innit, man?
Yeah, look, look. So OJ didn't kill. I just typed it in Google, and this man comes up. Straight away.
I think I've seen that guy before. Yeah, I'm sure I've seen him before.
What's his name? There's a film.
Yeah, I think I've actually seen it or started watching it.
That's insane.
Because I remember I was looking into OJ before, quite a bit when I was a bit younger. Yeah,
same. I've seen every documentary. That I've never heard about the gardener until today. I've seen every documentary.
Yeah, because I remember you,
Made in America. The OJ story, If I Did It, People versus OJ with Cuba Gooding.
But I guess they're all like well known, and he's just like a bit
more underground. They're all narrative ones, I guess. Yeah, so this one I got to research. This one.
Yeah, even the Daily Mail wrote an article about it not long ago.
Daily. If it's online, if he didn't make the paper, then
if it's not on print,
right. I think we're done for this today, man. Yep. It's been good. We'll be back next week. It's Chris Samuels' birthday on Tuesday, bruv. So happy birthday, man!
Yeah, man. How old are you?
He's 21.
24.
42.
I'll get something from that Timmy for you.
Yeah, buy him a sofa, thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you something from there.
Yeah, safe, man. I appreciate that. Anything from Timu. Can't wait.
You know, I ordered, it wasn't a sofa, right? But it was like a cushion.
Yeah.
From, what's that? Woucher.
Woucher. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's Woucher. Is there another one that begins with a W?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I think it. Oh,
is
one
it,
of
is
them.
It pink, and
yeah,
Woucher.
That's Woucher.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, I remember I got the emails, and then I clicked on it. I was like, oh, okay. It's like it looked like, you know, one of those big cushions you can sit in, boom, it just creates a shape of you. Oh, but it looked big, like in the photo.
Like a beanbag type thing.
Beanbag, but big, yeah. Oh, that's all right. I thought I could put it in like the toy room thing. And it came with like a footrest,
right?
A cushion footrest.
So
I ordered it. I thought, oh, it's quite, like, you know, a big discount, like over £100 down to like £30. I thought, oh, okay. So I thought, I didn't look at any measurements and nothing. So I just.
I see where this is going. Oh, man.
So I ordered it. And then I was thinking, So a delivery came. I was going, oh, what's that? Some box came. I was going, okay. Just open it. And I see the red thing come out. This thing's like a 1 year old sitting on it. I was thinking, what? Yeah, in the photo, yeah. It's like big. In the email, it was massive. Yeah. I'll see if I can find it. But yeah, it was. I said, no one. It was. They said it was £140, £30.
Lying.
You're liars, man.
Yeah, and you know the maps here. You know that Temu app and voucher, but you just what get nothing but
the maps.
Oh, them two apps, the maps. You get nothing but notifications every single day, innit?
Turn it off, man. Go into your settings, man.
Yeah, otherwise my phone will just end up like yours, battery dead every day.
Nah, my phone's cool now, man. Never ever, I bought, for Kai, I bought him one of them dummies like for jiu-jitsu and that.
Oh, yeah.
On Amazon Prime. So I ordered it. And it just came with the outside bit, you know, like the.
Oh no, Wish. It was Wish.
Like, it was. Oh, like, Wish. It meant to be like a stuffed dummy.
Yeah,
yeah. There was no stuffing in the dummy.
It just had.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, so what do I do with the stuffing? And it said to put newspapers or some other stuff or buy this for a lot, man. £24 down the drain, man.
Yeah, plus postage as well.
That's the problem, man. They you buy these things, and because you can't be bothered to send it back, they keep your money.
Yeah. And it says it in the small print. I looked at the description. It says, this is not stuffed. And I thought,
Crazy, man. Crazy. Right, guys. My name is John Alexander. Jamie O'Hare, shut the fuck up. North London's red. I'm out.
Yes. I'm Chris Samuels. I'm out. And follow us on social media. And
and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Hit the more comments. Yeah. See you next week. All praises to the Most High. Ya'ua.
Yo, Mr. Colin Palmer, Mr. Burrito King. Couple dark humor ones, guys.
Yeah, man.
I know last week's one was bad, wasn't it?
That was good, yeah.
It was a good one. I got two today.
I think last week's one, I don't think I laughed at last week's one.
Oh, yeah, because you weren't here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, you and your stuff.
Laurel and Hardy over here, man.
Okay. How about a mama joke?
Go on, then.
Your mom is so slow, it took her 9 months to make a joke.
Right.
Well, you don't get it.
No.
9 months, baby, man. You're the joke, basically.
Oh,
I see. I don't miss
it. Oh, man. That's what happens when you don't have stuffed animals.
Yeah, well, I'm not good at these.
What's
things,
the next
though.
One?
Next thing is remember, gentlemen, if she can change a tire and you can't, it's your job to scream during sex.
You're a bitch, basically.
Yeah. Total bitch.
That's why you got AA Road Recovery. They come change you. Hide the money, y'all. There's broke people in the house.
And I got one weird one here. They say that masturbation with a dead arm is the best. It's true. I've ruined 3 funerals this week.
You know what?
It's bad, isn't it?
Right, close out, man.
Bro, where are you getting
close
these from?
Close out, right? Just close out. Just close
the out. Evil Skeletor, bro. Skeletor.
It's so wrong. Bro, you know, we have to.
So wrong.
We can't end on that, though. Yeah, I've got something to play for you guys just before we go, yeah? Just before you go. We'll close out after this.
On the airwaves, speak unfiltered truth. Send it far, yeah. See, we break all the rules, all the norms. Don't get offended. We dive in deep.
AI.
Six faith, the world's heartbeats, world's heart. Cross the line, yeah, we do it with style. Unapologetic, sacred stones, watch the reactions pile. Sweat voices loud in a world so silent. Asking our listeners, yo, are you getting by? Have you heard? With this mic device, I spit hard facts. Non-fiction. Provoking thought, no time to relax. Cause friction.
Done. Yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked.
We're out, guys. Follow, subscribe, and share.
That's right.